Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello and welcome to this week's Joy of Business Radio show. You're with me, Melanie Mead, this week. I'm a Joy of Business Certified Facilitator and I've brought on a very special guest. He's somebody I have known for a few years now and I'm very, very familiar with his work. It has intrigued me personally with stuff that I've had myself with business and bodies. And I wanted to bring him on today for him to share what he knows about bodies, about business and actually about way more, because your life is your business and your business is your life. So this can go anywhere with Dr. Anthony Mattis. Welcome.
Hi, welcome. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Mom.
Yeah, just to introduce you to people that might not know you, you're a doctor of chiropractic, I think would be probably one of your entry points into becoming Dr. Anthony Mattis. And then you actually went on this whole other journey with Access Consciousness with energy and bodies and maybe a totally different perspective of actually looking at the way that we are in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been working with bodies ever since I was a little kid. I always loved sports and played sports, and moving my body in certain ways is just so much fun. And being an athlete, I just always, watched the mechanics, the way the body would move in space. And so, when I would watch people at a professional level, I was just always intrigued with the bodies. And then I was a personal trainer for many years. My undergraduate degree was in exercise physiology, went to chiropractic school. But, I found along the way that just working with the bodies wasn't enough. There was something that I knew that was sort of just beyond just sort of like this beautiful lump of clay that we have. And so kind of what intrigued me was sort of my early journey was body, mind, and soul stuff, right? And then, and then in my chiropractic practice, I always wanted to find what the cause was of the misalignment of the signs, the spine, so to speak, and causing all this nerve interference in the body and affecting the body's, natural healing capabilities. And so, I looked at things like stress. I looked at things like people not fulfilling their gifts, their talents, and their capacities, leaving them very frustrated or bitter or 10, 20, 15, 30 years of, let's say, physical and emotional abuse, and how that actually impacts the body. So I knew that if I wanted to get really great results with people, I needed to address those things as well. And so taking a holistic approach, an all-person approach, was something that was always more fun for me because I'm very results-oriented. And I wasn't about, I didn't like doing the same thing for every single person that walked in the door. I felt like that wasn't really looking at the individual person that came in. And so anyhow, fast forward, I studied so many different techniques, so many different modalities, spiritualities, metaphysics, self-help work, all that stuff. And, my first wife actually had bipolar disorder, and she had committed suicide in 2011. And, I was a single father at the time after she passed away. And it literally left me on my knees, with all the different things that I had studied, with all the different things that both her and I studied. Mm-hmm. And we got results, but only obviously not permanent. So I was looking for answers, I was looking up in the sky, God, now what? I've done everything. I've done religion. I've done gurus. I've done all this other stuff. And this is what I have to show for it. And from a business perspective, I didn't feel like I was earning the kind of money that I knew. What I was actually earning, it didn't match my ability as a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really discouraged about that. And I wasn't living the lifestyle that I had liked to live. And so I'm like, you know, yeah, I have this intense tragedy that I'm going through. I'm a single father now trying to run a business. But it's like, aside from the tragedy, it's like, am I happy with my life? Am I satisfied with my life and where I am economically and as a healer? And I was like, no. And I'm like, there needs to be something else out there that can get to sort of like because I turned over every rock, rock to look at my stuff. Every rock I turned over to look at what's holding me back. What are these limitations that obviously I still don't know about, and what can I do to change it and fix it so I can live the life and get through this and around this particular tragedy as well. And so along comes Access Consciousness, and I learned about this thing called the bars, where, you know, it deals with these 32 points on your head that are designed to remove basically all your limitations in the areas of money, body, healing, sadness, joy, so on and so forth. And then I went on to hear that, you know, there were people who were suicidal that no longer were suicidal anymore. And so that obviously piqued my interest. So I jumped in. I threw the kids in the car and we went to our first Access Consciousness class, and I watched what it created in my children's life. At first, I was like very, very skeptical, because I was like, here we go, another technique. I'm going to invest a lot of money that I don't have into a technique that may work for a little while, but won't work forever, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And, you know, that was 7.5 years ago. It's changed my life dynamically, and it did get to those places where I was functioning from unconsciousness and anti-conscious, because if I was able to change my problems cognitively, I would have done it a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it was beyond reading a book. It was beyond going to a seminar. It was things on a much, much deeper level. It was even mm-hmm. beyond the unconscious mind, as they say in the metaphysical world. And so, yeah, Access just gave me the tools to create the life that I now have and I'm currently creating. And it's really, truly like, how does it get any better than that?
Exactly. You know, yeah. Well, you travel the world, you know, you travel the world with these classes.
Well, again, it's like, even with this, the stuff that we do, it's like there's so many tools we have available in Access, you know, and it's not just one thing. And the, one of the things that I learned with Access is there's no, like, if you're using a technique and a modality sort of like as a technique, eventually you get to hit a wall with it. With Access, it's always about being in the question. And as a result, what that creates is you're literally extrapolating from infinite possibilities. You know what I mean? So if someone doesn't, like, if you're doing using a particular tool with someone and it's not working, you have an infinite amount of other tools to use. Especially one of the tools that we talk about is learning how to live in and ask the question. Yeah. And that's what I love, because it creates all these multiple possibilities. So yeah, like I'm traveling the world. I'm doing, a technique called ASB, Anthony Synthesis of Being, which is what Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, and Dr. Dane here, the co-creator of Access Consciousness, called the energy work that I do, which stems off of energetic synthesis of being, which was created by Dr. Dane here. And it wasn't necessarily a capacity that I knew I had. I mean, I knew I was a healer, but to work in this, ESB universe, this energetic synthesis of being universe, and being able to see the results that get created in people's lives and their body I was just like, wow, I can do this. And only can I do it, but it's like I'm changing people's worlds in ways I was not able to do before.
Yeah, and you couldn't really do it, like, you know, with medicine or whatever, you were saying earlier, like, results orientated. Like, the work that you do it's not results orientated. Like, that's what I find amazing. But I have seen even greater changes in people's lives through these tools rather than this prescribed method that, you know, we're kind of used to.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, I'll even say people in the body classes that I facilitate, and I'm like, if your life changes at least, let's say, 95%, is that worth your price of admission? If your life improves 65%, is it worth the price of admission? And they're all like, yeah. Some people are like, if my life changed 10%, it's worth the price of admission. I'm like, okay, well, that's easy then, you know. And but like, as our lives change, also do the things that are not working in our bodies too, you know. And sometimes it's vice versa. And so, but I notice more often than not, when your life becomes better, it seems like all the physical problems that you have going on in your body go away. I mean, it's like 99.99% of the time. It's like when your life improves, everything else follows.
That simple, huh?
Money. Yeah, money, body stuff, whatever. It really is. But the key is, how do we get someone's life to become greater? You know, or, you know, what would it take to get someone's life better? And that's what's great about tools that we're able to facilitate.
Yeah, no, like, there's a huge repertoire of things. Like, as in, even when we're talking here now, you are not just a 3-day body class facilitator. You don't just do ASB sessions. You are not just a talk to the entity facilitator. You are not just an access con. Like, I mean, like, you have such a big tool belt, and like, even I find with body classes, for example, you might go with a point of view that it's going to change your body or this ailment or whatever, but it's this thing way over somewhere else that changes that has this literally knock-on effect with your body, with your life, as you were saying, with your money, like with everything. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
When you get out of that straight way of looking at things, that it comes literally out of the ethers and everything starts looking different. And there's no explanation. It's just, other than your willingness to not look at a person and decide that this is the way they have to change and this is what's wrong with them, and you know what I'm saying, you know where I'm going.
Yeah, I walk in there with no point of view at all. The only point of view that I might have is, let's see how much fun we could all have together. But outside of that, you know, I'll tell people, you know, especially in a body class, I'm like, look, these processes have a way of bringing up your shit. And looking at your shit's not always comfortable.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of this work, because it's designed to bring up those areas in your life that haven't been working. And so it's like, here you are laying on a massage table, receiving a body process, which are very gentle processes. And it's like, all of a sudden, someone raises their hand and they start spilling the beans about the abuse that they've had in their life. And they've never talked about it with anybody. And it becomes this, like, sort of mental cathartic breakdown.
We're coming up to an ad, but let's not finish there. We'll come back in part two and you can pick up just where we're going to leave off.
Okay.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
And welcome back to the Joy of Business Radio Show. I'm still here, your host Melanie Mead, and Dr. Anthony Manis is still here. And just before the break, Anthony, you were talking about the when you kind of go to a three-day body class, you literally had just started talking about it. So I'd like to continue that conversation. And what I would like to say is the awareness that I would have gotten with bodies or whatever is kind of wherever you go, your body's there. And like, we can avoid a lot of things. We can avoid looking at money. We can avoid looking at relationship. Your body is like, no matter how much you try to avoid body stuff or money or relationships or, as you were saying before the break, abuse, your body's there giving you information constantly. So, you know, there's a different possibility available with bodies. And if we actually just, you know, listened and paid attention, and actually, as you were saying before the ad break, when that shit shows up, ask a question, there might be something totally different possible for us, and ways to create that we might not have imagined before.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you know, we could ignore our bodies for a while, but eventually the body will come knocking real hard and be like, hey, time for you to start paying attention. And again, with access, it's like, you know, in everyday reality, in the everyday world, right, if the body has a symptom, you go to the medical doctor and, you know, they make a diagnosis and may or may not prescribe medicine or some sort of exercise. But, you know, when these things come back over and over and over again, you know, maybe it's time to start asking questions. And that's what I love about access, is about getting information from your body, using your body as an information resource center, because your body is aware, and your bodies are aware of things that are going on in people's lives that are around you, things that are going on in the spirit world, things that are going on in other people's bodies, like hundreds of thousands of miles away. It's very, very psychic. And so it's really all about being in the question and listening to it, asking it what it'd like to eat, what it would like to drink, you know, what things would it like to actually look at, especially with like past trauma and dramas that are sort of been like not ever dealt with. Like a lot of people like to sweep things under the rug, so to speak.
Yeah.
And that type of stuff sort of torments the body. It weighs and tugs on the body over years and years and years and years until the body finally breaks. And so, again, that's what I love about the access classes and the body classes, is because they have these ways of creating space in and for your body, but also it brings out these areas for you to finally really look at and address it using the tools, and so that you're no longer at the effect of it any longer.
Yeah, and that's exactly it, because there's so many people that I would have seen like throughout my life that might be, you know, have repeat illnesses, and things that are going on like that, and it's like they resigned themselves to the fact that this is the way that it is, like this is my life, and actually not being aware of this other possibility that's available. And I get to some people that's quite an alien concept.
Yeah, exactly, especially when you hit a certain age. You know, you know many patients I would have come and say to me, oh, once I hit 30, it's all downhill from here. I'm like, what do you mean? I was in my prime in my 30s, you know what I mean? And then I would, and some people, their point of view is when they hit 40, it's all downhill from there, right? And it's like everybody has their downhill point, you know? It's like you're going to basically fall apart as you get older before you die. And it's like, you know, what if you can actually, you know, have a grand and glorious life, grand and glorious adventure. And basically, you get to decide when you're ready for desire to leave, right? It doesn't have to be this whole dis-ease process that occurs along the way.
And could you say more about that, about like dis-ease?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like a lot of time, you know, in chiropractic school, we'd always talk about like dis-ease, like which means lack of ease, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a result of the different interferences that are going on in your body. And when you don't deal with them over time, they create disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which we call, you know, particular symptoms, you know, it could be stomach ulcers, it could be constipation, insomnia, it could be depression. All the different mental illnesses, you know, cancers, all that stuff. And so if we were always in question with our body, if we were always asking our body questions, body, what is this? What do I do with it? Can I change this or how? You know, I remember being, you know, as a holistic practitioner, you know, it was like, if you go to the doctor, you're a failure, or, you know, medical doctor, you're a failure. Well, I learned that's not true, because in access, consciousness includes everything and judges nothing, right? So it's like, if your body says, hey, go to a medical doctor, go and get the diagnostics, go and get the information, because then you can finally look at what's going on, and then you have choice in how you'd like to change it, right? If the body needs medicine, take the medicine, right? But if there's a more natural way to change something, do that as well, right? Because so many people are over-prescribed medicines, especially in the United States. I don't know what it's like in Europe, but it's like out of control in the United States. And it's like, if you can change it naturally, why not change it, right? And so, again, that's sort of what I love about these tools of access, because they help give you the awareness of the dis-ease that's showing up in your body, when in all actuality, it may not even belong to you. It could just be you picking it up on the people you love whose bodies are falling apart. And because we most often do that, our bodies are like sponges, all right? Especially if you're a healer, you tend to take on the problem of other people. And we just do it naturally as healers. And that's why you see a lot of healers that are almost broken down themselves, because they're like sponges. And so it's really about learning how to, you know, just be in the question with your body, get the information that you require, so you could actually change what's not working. And there's not one way to change it. There's many different ways to change it. And there's no right or wrong way. It's just choice.
Yeah. And there's a lot of trust in you as well, because exactly what you were saying there is you go to someone to find out what's wrong with you. And like, you know, again, what you were saying too, like with access consciousness, you can include everything. So going to a doctor, you are not a failure, but you have to get that you have choice in everything. And I think one of the biggest gifts that we have is actually question and awareness.
Exactly.
But we ask a question, you know, we speak to people, we, you know, gather information, and then we get to choose.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of times if I take a visit to a medical doctor, I'll say, now don't give me the yet disease. I call it, and, you know, and they're like, what's the yet disease? And I'm like, when you're like, oh, has this started happening yet? Because you know, you're almost 50 now, and when you get 50, these things start to happen. I'm like, hey, I thought I told you not to give me the yet disease, doc. My body still thinks it's 35, you know?
And do you find that those attitudes are changing? Like, either be it by the patient or a doctor?
It depends. It depends. It depends on the doctor. It also depends on where you live. I know. You know, in certain states in the United States, you know, they're just sort of very conservative, very traditional as a whole. You know, I'm sure there's individual doctors that are more progressive in those particular states. But I find that in the more conservative, traditional states, the allopathic community are still sort of stuck in their old ways of doing things. It's like you make a diagnosis and you find a medicine to make it go away. And, you know, they may recommend some exercise or suggest it, but it's not really emphasized, you know. So it's interesting. But when you go to more progressive states, you know, a lot of these doctors will talk to you about alternatives. You know, they'll actually even recommend that you utilize these alternatives first before you do drugs or surgery. And so Is it changing as a whole? Yeah. Is it changing enough from my point of view? No. And you know, it's like, what would it take for more medical doctors to be on board with what we do with the tools of access? Because from my point of view, it can change the tools of access consciousness, can change the face of mental illness on the planet.
Yeah.
And if people would just use the tools. And so that's something that I'd like to see, you know, become incorporated in our society around the world.
And a lot of the tools that you teach, like, you know, in regards to mental illness and bodies, and like if someone's just having what they might call mild stress or whatever, they're potent. Like they're really powerful tools that if we had them from the beginning, we might not find necessarily a majority of people in the situations that they find themselves in.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah. And if they did have mental illness, they'd be able to manage it way better. You know, because look, if medicine was a solution, then people would still have their episodes.
Yeah. Everything would be fixed by now. Yeah.
Right. You know, they'd all be gone. Right. And it seems like more and more people, if you just do the research, it just seems like, you know, pharmaceutical sales in the areas of, you know, depressive medications, anti-anxiety, antidepressive, antipsychotics are increasing every year, not decreasing.
Yeah.
And the part that really gets my goose, the part that really, really gets my goose is when I hear little children being put on these types of medicines, when I know that there are tools that are available for these kids, for people, mm-hmm. let alone even the kids, especially where you can change it. It's like at least give the kid a chance instead of putting them on these toxic medicines at 9 years old or 10 years old, 11 years old. It's like, even if these modalities seem bizarre, so what? Try it. It might work. Just because it doesn't fit the box or the mold or you didn't learn it in your very expensive medical school, it doesn't mean you shouldn't try it. I mean, to me, it's insanity. It's 2019. And it's like, it's a small percentage of the people are willing to go outside the box. It just blows me away. No, people are not willing to look at something outside the window.
Exactly. And I think with things like pain or like mental pain or any kind of pain, it's like the panic button is pushed and it's like, let's change this fast. Do you know what I mean? Because either as a parent or as a partner of a loved one and things like that, like you get concerned for them. And, you know, a whole other thing plays out where actually there's something different, and we can talk about it after the break. So I have a question for you. There's actually just something different possible for your mind and your body in regards to wellness and health and happiness. And we'll touch on that after we do that.
Awesome.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your your job fun, play, joy, fun? Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back. We are halfway through this week's Joy of Business Radio show with Dr. Anthony Mattis. And what I would wanted to ask you in this part after that conversation we had just before the break, it kind of popped earlier when you were talking to, like, be it people that do have, let's say, more serious mental issues going on, or, like, you know, let's call it your ordinary Joe Soap that's, like, having a bad day. But the one thing I noticed, a lot of us, we seem to be more focused on dying rather than living. Not necessarily always suicidal thoughts or whatever, but, like, that actual truly living, and we do associate our body with that a lot, isn't really there. So, you know, you could just get up in the morning and, you know, your day job or your relationship or various situations you might find yourself in, and you're kind of taking your loss. You're kind of living with what you have. And I do get that those things can take you on this slippery slope down the mental health route, or dis-ease and everything you're talking about. And I just wanted to know what you had to say on people changing their perspective, or maybe situations you've come across, or advice you'd have for people of, you know, no matter where you are today, there's actually a greater possibility available that does include your body and everything else, but that, you know, it doesn't have to be the way that we think it is.
Yeah, well, gosh, you know, being in the health and fitness world, and, you know, it was about, like, things that were always projected was all about prevention, right? Preventing accidents, preventing diseases, preventing dying prematurely. It was like, oh my God, it was constant. It's like I was always in this space of judgment of, like, everything that I drank, everything that I ate, everything that I did, how I moved. It was like there wasn't one choice that I made that I didn't have this, like, consequence, impending doom, if I do this, if I party too much, right? If I have too much fun, or if I enjoy too many foods, or, you know, it may increase my cholesterol and give me a heart attack or a stroke, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, or I may get stomach cancer if I'm not pooping 3 times a day for every meal you have, you know, whatever. All these different points of view. And it's like, oh my God. And then I finally got to the point in my life where I was like, okay, look, if everyone who was perfect with regards to how they took care of their body, right? Mm-hmm. If being perfect in that way created longevity, then wouldn't everyone who chose that particular lifestyle live to a ripe old age of, like, let's say 100 or 120,
yeah,
right? And those people who really could care less about exercise or diet or nutrition and all that, wouldn't they all die well below the average life expectancy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we know globally that, you know, there are people who live really unhealthy lives, and they live to, like, 80, 90 years old, you know? And then there are people who take care of themselves all the time, and they die very young, well below the average life expectancy. So it's like, so if all that was really true, right, then wouldn't that work for everyone across the board? And so I started to learn that. I'm like, man, if I'm always focusing on death and dying, right, then that's what you start actually creating in your life. And I started to realize that it was like I wasn't living.
Mm-hmm.
My whole life was spent about generating and creating sort of like this preventative thing that may or may not happen.
Yeah.
And so I finally got, like, what actually helped a lot was one of the tools we learned in Access Consciousness. It was like living in 10-second increments. And the question that we ask, if you had 10 seconds to live the rest of your life, what do you choose?
Mm-hmm.
And get really present with that idea. If you had 10 seconds to live the rest of your life, what do you choose? And that one tool took me out of the past, and it took me out of projecting the future. Yeah. And it was like, okay, you know what? In these 10 seconds, I want to go have some bacon and eggs and a coffee, right? Now, in chiropractic school, you're not supposed to eat that stuff. It's bad for you, right? They talk about, oh, it's really acidic, and then it could create osteoporosis and all these digestive disorders if you eat that way, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I look at my father, who partied like a rock star, should be dead by now, and he's alive and happy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy who never cared about taking care of himself. He never exercised a day in his life except for when he ran around as a kid. And he's alive and well, and he partied like a rock star. It's like, go figure, right? I mean, look at the guys from the Rolling Stones, you know? So it's like, but you know what? They created their lives, and that was what the key. The key was, like, they created their lives. My father created his life. Mm-hmm. He made money, and then he had fun with it. Mm-hmm. He woke up every day, and he was literally like, how can I have fun today? How can I live my life to the fullest today? What do I get to generate and create today that's fun for me?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like it really helped me to shift out of this whole idea about, you know, breaking down as you get older, eating the right foods or the wrong foods or whatever. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do what works for me, what works for my body. And the questions that I ask every day when I get up is like, okay, who am I? And what grand and glorious adventures am I going to have today? What do I get to create today? What would I like to create today? And whenever my time is, that's when my time is. And, you know, I still exercise, but I do it not so I can live this long life. I do it because I like it. It makes my body feel good. You know what I mean? It makes me feel sexy. Part of the reason why I exercise so much is so I could be a great lover. I'll be honest with you. It's so I could be better in bed. You know what I mean? That's one of the main reasons. That's my motivating factor.
That's so much better than exercising so you don't die.
Yeah, I don't care. But I just know, you know, if I drop dead tomorrow, I know I was a good lover because I was able to move my body in ways like I did when I was 20. I'm going to be 50 years old in a month. And I'm like, I can still move my body like I did when I was in my 20s. But that's because I do take care of it to some degree. But I don't do it to prevent dying young anymore. I do it because it creates and it adds to my life. And everything that I do now, I ask, is this going to create my future or decay my future?
Yeah.
Right? No matter what I do. And that comes down to even eating food, you know, even eating unhealthy food that brings me joy.
Yeah.
Because that joy is the best medicine that anyone can have. And that's one thing that our world lacks is joy.
Yeah.
Because if everybody was joyful, there'd be no war. You know, if we were all functioning from abundance, we wouldn't have to function from lack and have to rob and steal and take from other people and other places. And this runs all the way from the bottom, all the way up to the people who run the countries globally. You know, and so to me, it's about generating and creating your life, making choices that will create your future, not decay your future. And how do you know? It's about learning how to be in the question and really following the energy of that. Learning how to trust your knowing and trust and part of trusting your knowing is listening to your body when you ask a question. Because if you ask a question and your body contracts, that's pretty good indication that that's a no.
Yeah.
Right? But if you ask a question in regards to like your future, what you like to create, and your body feels light and expansive, and you kind of like light up, you could like perceive all the like the lights like light up in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good indication that that may be a good direction to go, and at least for the next 10 seconds, you know. So, but that one tool has changed my life dynamically because it got me out of that impending doom thing, mm-hmm. And then I come to realize that a lot of people function from impending doom, and any time that thought would actually creep in, it's just me being aware of other people that are around me.
Yeah. No, it's so true that you say that, because I know the impending doom thing as well. And like you, I've created a lot in my life, and in particular, I always say that business is the playground where I learned the most about myself was actually from that yes and no, that lightness and that contraction. because like curiosity is key, you know what I mean? Like, and that's the question. It's always looking at what, and even when you get that contraction, a lot of the time people think, no, not doing it, rather than actually asking another question and looking at another possibility. You know what I mean? And it's this really cool tool that, you know, when you're really present with it, things will show up in ways that you couldn't even begin to describe.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I love you said that joy is a medicine, is the best medicine that anyone can have.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. And it's like, and like when you're having days like where your brain is completely scrambled, you know, we have this thing called the bars and consciousness. And it's like, and it's sort of like it defrags the brain and it helps you to have clarity and stuff like that. When you feel like no matter what you do, no matter what you choose, it's like you feel like you can't get it right, or you feel like really irritable or upset or fatigue. It's like, get your bars ran and it'll change all of that. In an instant, it really does.
It does. I remember, like, when, and I've heard the story with other people before, but like one of the first times after I got my bars run, you kind of go outside and it's like you see the sky again or something. You're like, kind of, you're looking around and everything's so like crisp and, you know, this whole vibe. Or sometimes like you're around people that would drag you down and you're just happy and like you're not really at the effect of what's going on, you know. So that does in turn create more for you, like, you know, the mental health stuff, the body stuff, like you really go create your life. And if somebody says screw you, Anthony, you're like, yes. You know, like, you just take away. There's this thing these tools have and the bars have that actually create something completely different, but without that logic.
That's a great point, like being able to receive the judgments that are projecting at you. And that was something that I was really, really bad at, and that's another area where I spent a big part of my life, most of my life, trying to prevent people judging me or not liking me. And that's an impossible task. There's always going to be someone who judges you for the better or for the worse. And so I finally, really, probably within the last 2 years, again, because of the tools of access, got to a point where I was like, okay, if I was busy creating and creating my life and having fun doing it, would I even give a shit about what people thought about me? Yeah. And the answer is no. And so, like, my ability to receive judgment and not, like, go to this place of, like, sadness and, like, lock myself in the room and not create, it doesn't happen anymore. It's like, wow, okay, cool. I'm having so much fun creating. I don't care if they judge me for creating my life. I don't care if they think that I'm weird because I've gone outside the box with all these modalities that we use and access. I don't really care. Because I know it's made my life greater. I know it's made my children's life greater.
Yeah.
And I know I have some of the most powerful tools available on planet Earth to help people's lives get better. Like, I know that without a shadow of a doubt. And if you tell me that I'm full of shit, guess what? That's okay.
You're good at it. We're coming up to another ad break, Anthony. So we'll talk to you just after this.
All right.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
And welcome back to the final part of this week's Joy's Business Radio Show. And he's still here because I still have questions for you, Anthony, so you're not going to get away that easy. But what I wanted to ask you, like, I love the way the shows go, because at the start of the show, you had mentioned like all these different things that you've done, but you also spoke about the ASB sessions. And what we were saying just before the ad break there, you were saying, you know, if people thought you were full of shit, like, you know, so be it or whatever, you're going to keep creating. And like, I know to some people, Access Bars is different, or a 3-day body class is different. And the ASB is actually, and correct me if I've worded this a little bit like off, but like, it's kind of your own creation.
Yes and no. It's sort of like, well, God, now we're going to get into something that may really sound weird. But, you know, like I said earlier, you know, Dr. Dane here created energetic synthesis of being, right? And so he teaches these wonderful techniques in the body of work called Symphony of Possibilities. And so basically sort of what had happened was the ASB, the Anthony synthesis of being, is sort of like, I guess, I don't want to say my version of it, but I guess what the guy said, you know, Dr. Dane and Gary, it's like, it says you have this ability to tap into this energetic universe that not everyone has the capacity to do. Or at least in that way. And so, and that's why they coined it, you know, Anthony synthesis of being. So, you know, it's not something that I invented. It's not even something that I knew I can do or be. You know what I mean? This was
But it is unique to you, though. Like, that's...
Well, yeah, it is. But what I've learned is that we're all individual energies, right?
Yeah.
And so we're all sort of like the key to people's locks.
Yeah.
And so, and again, this is another beautiful thing that I love about Access is that that's what I love. There's nothing that gives me greater joy as a facilitator is when I get to facilitate the greatness inside someone else where they discover their own greatness. That's what's fun for me. And so, you know, I just do what I do. You know, to call it my own technique or anything, I don't know, it kind of feels weird saying that. You know, it really does come from the family of energetic synthesis of being, which, you know, the guys kind of took me under their wing, Dr. Dane and Gary, and I get to work on both of them doing ASB, and because of that, my skills and abilities have increased and gotten stronger and stronger and stronger, and where I'm able to create these miracles around the world. So I feel really blessed, really grateful that that has shown up in my life. But we all have these unique capacities available to us. And if you don't feel like you're expressing those or utilizing them, Access Consciousness will help you get there. I have no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Because trust me, I've tried it all. I've tried it all. And nothing has ever worked and brought this stuff out in me like these particular tools.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I wanted to ask you about. It's like you had capacities, as you said, that you didn't know you have. And through conversations with Gary and Dane, this ASB thing got born, as you said, from the energies of SOP and ASB. But like when somebody, you know, maybe points out to you or you're on this journey of looking at the unique being that you are, like, you know, nobody will ever do anything quite like you. Like, that must have been quite an unusual situation you found yourself in, actually having to acknowledge that this was something that you were very good at.
Yes. And also, and you mentioned something earlier too, again, going back to the whole being judged. I'll never forget the day the guys were like, hey, you know, you have this gift, you have this capacity. I don't know, you know, we don't know if you're aware of that. And I'm like, well, if I choose to do sessions, people are going to really judge me. They're going to hate me. And they're like, yep. And, but I had struggled for so many years. I finally got to the point where it was like, the A as B matched the energy of what I had desired to be and do in the world since I was a little kid. So I had suffered and struggled so much as a healer and being frustrated that I was like, you know what? I don't care. I don't care if people judge me. I don't care if people make me wrong for doing this. I don't care how weird this may even look while I'm doing the actual session because there's something so magical and powerful about this, and that's what matters. Let people judge, because they're going to judge anyway. They're going to judge you if you're down. They're going to judge you if you're up. And I actually come to find out that people judge you less when you're down because they don't care about you, you know. But when they see you actually creating your life, it's amazing how many projections and rejections you start to become aware of. And that's something you have to be aware of, especially when you're starting a business and your business starts thriving.
Yeah.
Do not allow people's projections and rejections of you stop you or slow you down, because people will.
They
will, for all their weird reasons. Sometimes they don't even realize they're doing it, but you'll be aware of those energetic backstabs, if you will. And
usually you make yourselves wrong for them, Anthony. You know what I mean? Like, we kind of think we're a terrible person, that we're thinking this other person thinking.
Yeah. And they'll make you feel like you're a terrible person, but that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to slow you down. They're trying to stop you because, you know, maybe they feel threatened that that their job is going to change because of your success. And that's not how this world works. You know, we do live in a universe that's infinite, and we do have infinite possibilities. And it's like, it's not about competing with someone else. It's always about how can you out-create yourself. That's it. It's never about beating out someone so they have less.
Well, it's really kind about... of pointless, really, isn't it? Like, as in, when you look at
totally.
I'm so glad they called it the ASB sessions, that you weren't like the second coming of Dane doing an SOP or an ESB, like, because what the request of you there was, you have a unique ability, and so do I, and so does the next person. So, like, what you're doing is you're walking this path of Anthony Mattis, not of anyone else. And that's something that maybe we should all look to for ourselves, rather than looking at someone as a direction for us to go in.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And it's like, exactly. And they actually set that up that way on purpose, because they're like, you know, I remember having a conversation with Dane. He's like, look, if you call what you do ESB, then everybody's going to expect you to be like me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, and that's not fair. That's not fair to you. He's like, you're you, and you have your own flavor. And you have these amazing, unique capacities that can change things in many, many people's worlds. So, like, he sort of took that burden off of me, so that I can actually be me, which is really what business should be about, from my point of view. It's like, you know, what would you like to be in your business? What would you like to be and do in and for your business? It's like, and it is about having fun, waking up every day and having the joy of your business. And because, you know, there's like crazy statistics in the United States. They say like 70-80% of working Americans are like completely unfulfilled and dissatisfied with what they do for work. It's like a means to an end. That's
and that's where they spend most of their day, most of their life.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Right. Yeah. And then what kind of mood are they going to be in when they come home to their family?
Yeah, and then you have the knock-on effect of bad relationships, or maybe addiction problems, or mental health, or disease. I mean, it just, you know, the wheel keeps turning. It just keeps going. It's crazy. It really is.
Exactly.
Anthony, we're coming to the end of the show. We're actually like maybe 1 or 2 minutes left. So what I would like to do is for you just to let people know where they can find you, and maybe what they can do with you So if they do like what you have, that they can reach out and maybe take a class or contact you.
Thanks. You can find me on my website at www.dranthonymattis.com. Mattis spelled M-A-T-T-I-S. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you can see where I'm doing classes around the world, 3-day body classes. People can also call for remote facilitation or remote ASB work as well. And I go to Gary and Dane's classes. They're 7-day events, and their Choice of Possibilities class, and Simone and Brendan's. And I also do the ASB sessions there in the back of the room during the class. And so, yeah, however you'd like to come play, I'm here and available to help you to create more in your life. I'm really grateful for this opportunity to speak with you. It's amazing to see what you're creating in the world as well.
No, I'm so glad. No, I love listening to what people create and what's shown up for them and the different ways they look at it, because you've really taken a lot of things in life and turned it into something greater between, you're being a single father, and even things like, even becoming a 3-day body class facilitator is no mean feat. You know what I mean? Like you've got to get out and facilitate. Like, you don't sit back and wait for life to happen. And with the ASB, everything's quite unique. And I think from today's show, as if we all embrace that, we'd have probably a lot happier lives and maybe a lot happier bodies and businesses.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
So until next time, Anthony, and I'll see you somewhere in the world soon. Bye for now.
All right. Thank you so much.